We're now speaking with Lady Braves wrestling coach Kendall Foreman. And Coach Foreman, that's honestly one of the first things I wanted to ask you is I'm sitting here writing things and I'm thinking to myself, I really don't want to refer to them as the Lady Braves wrestling team. I just want to refer to them as a wrestling team. What are school me. Help me out here. I just want to refer to them as refer to you as wrestlers, but but I also have to make the distinction between two different programs. So talk to me about this.
Yeah, we kind of like the distinction. We're all the same. We're just an extension, right? And we're excited. We're so excited about this extension. We love being called Lady Braves. We've been using that in our huddle. It's super fun. We've got that on our singlets, and well, these girls are just ecstatic for their opportunity. As soon as this opened up, it's just amazing to see the immediate response, the immediate encouragement from the girls to come out and try wrestling. So last year we had our three wrestlers who were strong, you know, with sticking with wrestling with the boys and being confident to go out there and wrestle in that environment. And now we have, since we've opened it up for the females, here we are with, we have somewhere between 17 and 22 girls coming into practice every night.
Wow.
Well, that was going to be my first question was, do you suppose that gives you any kind of, I don't know, not really advantage, maybe advantage. Does it feel better knowing that you have, for what is supposed to be, the first time in state history that female wrestling is going to be its own program, but you already have three girls that have experience in high school wrestling already? Kind of take us through kind of your thoughts on that.
Oh, yeah. Our senior wrestlers, as I call them, they're definitely going to be an amazing asset, backbone, going into this first history-making season. I'm very excited for them to have their opportunity as well. And to be leaders in the wrestling room is a huge advantage. I know all the other wrestlers appreciate it. All the other new female wrestlers really look up to these girls that are experienced. We love having them in the room. They help us with teaching moves. They help go around and do a little bit of, you know, insight to each of the girls. And so it's great. It's really great. And I know that they're very happy to be a part of seeing everyone else have a chance, and those three senior wrestlers have made a huge impact on bringing in the amount of girls we have right now in recruiting and being a good support. Also, I want to give a lot of credit to Coach Clark, Coach Patterson, Coach Perry, Coach Baker, for bringing in the girls as well, because they do a really good job of helping with the encouragement. Second place in the amount of numbers in the state so far.
One of the things I want to talk about is that exact thing. You guys had obviously some stalwarts from last year, but the floodgates have opened.
Yeah.
And I think part of that is there's a curiosity. You have some kids that are ready to come try it. There's that special, you know, first season type of thing. Hey, we can be part of history. But it seems like more than that, you just got some girls that are just ready to come out and compete.
Oh my goodness, they so are. It's been so exciting just seeing that within the wrestling room. Every single one of our girls that have come out and tried this, they are so dedicated. They're so committed, and I can tell they just love wrestling. So this is probably the best part, is just seeing how much they love it.
Now, you also, one of your returning wrestlers is one that, you know, the stereotype is might be getting a little extra harsh coaching. Is that correct? You got your daughter on the team?
Yeah. Yes, my poor daughter. Her mother has infiltrated her life.
So kind of take us through what that's like from the parents' perspective, what it's like to, obviously, first of all, she's one of your more experienced wrestlers, which has to be helpful from a coaching perspective, but then to be able to coach your own daughter and her probably being one of the stalwart leaders of the wrestling team.
Mm-hmm. So from the beginning, you know, when all of this was coming, you know, was developing, I've made it a point that I obviously know the mother-daughter relationship is really hard with coaching. So I'm going to nurture that in this position now. And really, I'm going to be taking a back seat to that. You know, I've got some awesome assistant coaches. Mm-hmm. I've got Jason Ivey and I've got Zeke Mendenhall. And I'll just touch on that real quick. Zeke Mendenhall's been amazing helping recruit girls as well. And he's, you know, he's in the school. He's the school physical therapist. It's pretty exciting to have a physical therapist on our team as well. both guys I have are really great working with these female athletes. And they're going to be able to come in and work with my daughter, Vale, and kind of create that healthy separation between her and I. I've done enough coaching with her over the last 7 years on the journey I've been on with her. And, you know, when the high school season's over and her and I continue to do USAW or AAU extracurricular wrestling, or we wrestle with the Wyoming team, that'll be where I step back into, you know, our old mother-daughter coaching relationship. But for now, it's on a little bit of a hold. It's going through a little bit of a transformation.
I think that's fair, but instead, as you mentioned, you got a couple of great assistants. I had spoken with you. I actually covered Jason as a wrestler, so obviously he's a guy that came up through the Star Valley Wrestling program and had a lot of success. And mm-hmm. one of the things I want to talk about is your girls get to start right out of the gate at home in front of their fans and family, and that is probably good, but also a little bit of anxiety building. Let's talk about that a little bit, because the Braves Brawl coming up next weekend on Friday and Saturday.
Oh yes. What a way to come out and compete for your first time. In a lot of ways it's going to be wonderful, and then a lot of other ways it's going to be super, super anxiety, super anxious. One of the things that we came together and did as a team is last night we had a mock tournament, if you will, or scrimmage, if you want to call it that. Mm-hmm. And we had the girls wrestle out on the mat, and we had some parents and friends and fans come in and watch in the auditorium, and gave them a chance to step out on the mat and feel what it's like to compete in a singlet. And so we did that to try to prepare them for the Braves Brawl.
And speaking of preparation, one of the challenges that you're going to obviously face, but I guess I'll ask you what your thoughts are on it, is obviously no real information or film on any of the teams you're going to be going up against. What's it like to prepare for a season when everything is kind of anyone could be the favorite at this point? I mean, you'd presume it's Star Valley, but, I mean, yeah, with such little information,
honestly,
what's it like to prepare?
Honestly, it's fun. We're on our toes. we're improvising as we go. It's adding to the excitement and acceleration. So, we look at it as a great positive. That being said, I actually do know some of the female wrestlers we will encounter because of, you know, I was involved with the three senior wrestlers last year wrestling, because my daughter, of course, is on the team and I'm running around as a mom fan. And so I'm already aware of a few of the female wrestlers that we will encounter. So that's a nice little advantage. And then being on the Wyoming team, last year, traveling to Iowa and Fargo, we're aware of a few of the girls we will face.
Coach Foreman, one of the things that, you and I spoke about for our newspaper interview this last week was, maybe what to expect from the girls team as opposed to the guys team. And I've covered the guys a long time, and I was obviously grew up around here and was a fan before that. And wrestlers are kind of a different breed all to their own, but it kind of sounds like the Lady Braves wrestlers are going to be even maybe a little bit more specifically different than that. Kind of talk to us mm-hmm. about that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's, you know, what has brought about my calling to come in and help. You know, I'm going to try to definitely bring in a female aspect, and I know Coach Zeke and Coach Jason are a perfect fit for that as well. So we're going to carry on all the same traditions as the Braves wrestlers have, and we're going to be leaning a lot on the program that has already been very successful and existed for a very long time. Probably just going to add in a few female modifications, just some things like, you know, in practice we're doing some journaling. We might incorporate a little bit of yoga, along with working really hard with our live wrestling and our technique and our conditioning.
Yeah, and obviously that's a huge part of the early part of the season. Kind of take those that aren't as familiar with it through it. Just what percentage of the practice is really nailing down that conditioning? Because it's essentially a cross-country practice from time to time, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, we definitely do some sprints. We definitely do a lot of running. So the way our practices are set up for this beginning part of the season is it's a bit of a introduction, right? I mean, it's a lot of introduction. It's very much an elementary program. These girls have never stepped on a mat before. These girls don't know the very logistics and simplicity of wrestling. For instance, like, what do you do when you step on the mat? Where do you go? You know, so we've been working through all of that, a little bit in preseason and then also in these first couple weeks of practice. So the coaches and I have come together and kind of developed this idea that we'll start off light and then we'll have an intermediary. And then by the time we're deep in the season, we're going to go, into much harder practices. Right now we're, our practices look like we start off with stretch. We go into a very good warm up. We use, you know, our wrestling moves in the warm-ups, and then we go into technique. So we teach technique and then have some new moves we're teaching. From there, we go into reviewing what we've already taught. And we've already, in these last 2 weeks, made a lot of progression into our conditioning and live wrestling. Because, of course, it's hard to wrestle live when you don't know moves.
Mm-hmm.
So we do a lot of situations as well into our live wrestling. So where we're teaching them simple things like inside tie into a snap down and looking for your shot for your double leg or your single leg. So we'll do situations like that or maybe situations from the bottom, putting them in referee's position and teaching them the simple chop and jam and breaking your opponent down. So that's a lot of what we're doing now. And then we're looking forward to progressing into deeper technique. But right now, we've all agreed it's very important to get this muscle memory into the girls of the elementary moves that they need to learn, the basics that they need to learn, which will set them up for success.
Coach, just a final question for you here as we then we'll let you go. But what bit of advice would you give maybe a longtime Star Valley wrestling fan? They've supported the guys for all these years, and they're ready to support the girls, and they want to do the best they can. What would be your advice to maybe maximize our support level?
You know, the only simple thing I can say is if just give us all a little bit of grace, and we appreciate the continued support. We need that. We need that really strong support, that really strong positivity that Star Valley's so good at. And all we're needing is just a little bit of grace.
All right. Coach Kendall Foreman and the Lady Braves wrestling team will be in action next Friday and Saturday as part of the Braves Brawl. Things get underway on Friday afternoon, and then we'll restart up again on Saturday morning. We'll have some coverage of that here on SVI. Coach Foreman, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. We're so excited. Appreciate you.
First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday continues.